You know, with Charlie Sheen getting all the media attention, his little brother, Emilio Estevez, feeling a little left out, so we make him part of the subject matter for today's Fact or Bullcrap. Chris, what's the score?
Tom won last week. He has 10 wins this year. I have 6, and we have 4 ties.
All right, here we go. Emilio Estevez, I make a statement. You determine whether it's true or false and respond fact or bullcrap, please.
I didn't even know that he was Charlie Sheen's brother, so I'm in trouble right here off the bat.
Please play at home. Emilio is old friends with Tom Cruise and was the best man at Tom's wedding. Fact or bullcrap?
You imagine being a best friend at a Scientology wedding? Oh, my goodness. Do you have to be hooked up to the purification machine, too?
I don't think this is true. I think this is bullcrap.
I think this is fact.
It is fact, and it was when Tom was married, marrying his first wife, Mimi Rogers, back in 1987.
Maybe before it got all weird.
Emilio hasn't been in a movie since the third Mighty Ducks film came out in 1996. Fact or bullcrap?
That's a really long dry spell. Why? Why are we even talking about him if he hasn't been in a movie since then? Wouldn't there be some indie movie or what have you, a walk-on or a backup part? I think this is bullcrap.
Yeah, I do too.
It is bullcrap. Yep, it's bullcrap. He's mostly been in TV movies since then. In 2006, he had a part in the Bobby Kennedy movie Bobby, which he also wrote and directed. Somehow, Emilio Estevez and his brother Charlie Sheen have never appeared in a movie together. Fact or bullcrap?
Not even Hot Shot, but do.
Classic film.
I'll say this is... They must have at some point, just as a cameo. I'll say this is bullcrap.
Right. One of the brothers does a walk-on or has a bit part. I think this is bullcrap also.
It is bullcrap. They've actually done several things together, including Young Guns back in 1988, Men at Work, where they were in together in 1990.
Garbage Men, weren't they?
Yeah. And most recently, an episode of Two and a Half Men. There it is. Emilio has never used the name Sheen in the credits of a movie. Fact or bullcrap? Emilio Estevez.
Well, let's see. He was in movies when he was a teenager or in his early 20s. He was in, like, The Breakfast Club, and he was Emilio Estevez then. That'd be like, as a child actor, he'd be... Maybe. Okay, I'll say that's bullcrap. I bet he did appear as Sheen at one point.
I'll go for the tie. I'll say that's fact.
It is fact. Charlie Sheen, however, has used the name Estevez in Machete Kills last year. Charlie Sheen was listed in the credits as Carlos Estevez.
So a movie that he was too embarrassed to actually work under his own name for. We're tied 3-3 now.
I don't think he cares. I don't think Charlie Sheen gives a flying flip about anything.
No, as long as the bank account still has some funds in it and the scantily clad women are still hanging around, yeah, I don't think
I mean, when you're marrying a porn star, do you really care what other people
yeah,
think?
Yeah, you really don't.
Right. So maybe the prop in the movie was real cocaine, and maybe Charlie got to keep that part of the wardrobe.
All right, here we go. Charlie's breakout role in Platoon was originally supposed to go to Emilio. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that's fact.
I think it was supposed to go to somebody else, not Emilio, but somebody else. So I say this is a trick question. I'll say this is bullcrap.
It's fact. Oliver Stone was going to make it in 1984 with Emilio Estevez. Then production got delayed, and Charlie eventually got the part.
What a great movie!
The
firefight scene in Platoon was awesome.
All right, we now move on to the second part of Fact or Bullcrap, which is all about. And, of course, we know who that is, right?
Godzilla. New movie coming out this week.
All right, I lead 4-3 as we go on to the back nine here.
All right, here we go. Fact or bullcrap, the original Godzilla movie came out before the original King Kong did. Fact or bullcrap?
That's bullcrap.
I think that's bullcrap, too.
It is bullcrap. The Godzilla movie came out in 1954. King Kong, of course, 1933. In 2004, Godzilla got his own star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Fact or bullcrap?
The reason why I think this is bullcrap is that one of the little-known secrets of Hollywood is that the stars pay for their own star. That if you're a B-level star, you say, gee, I'd really like to have a spot here, you can put down the money and they'll tear up the sidewalk and put your star in. Godzilla doesn't have his own bank account. This is bullcrap.
Yeah, but wasn't there a remake of Godzilla back around that time? So maybe the studio
the production company
paid
or something.
For,
yeah, I think this is bullcrap.
I'm going to say this is fact.
It's fact.
Yes!
He's one of just a handful of fictional characters who actually have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
The last time I was there, I know that Kermit the Frog has a star.
I bet you Lassie has one, right?
Do you think Godzilla's star is in front of the Chinese theater?
There are also some stars.
Oh, the Japanese restaurant.
Well, the main thing on Hollywood Boulevard is full. They're now putting stars down side streets.
Yeah.
You know, where the homeless people and the drug dealers and the prostitutes congregate.
Nice.
you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Where is your star?
It's one block in. It's front of Victor's Bodega. Where
we're tied 5-5.
You see the homeless guy in the army bed? Yeah, right there.
He pukes on it every day.
all right. In Japan, Godzilla's name is Gojira, and it was inspired by combining the Japanese word for gorilla and whale. Fact or bullcrap?
That sounds cool enough to be true. I'll say that's fact.
No, it wouldn't have a G. It would sound differently. This is bullcrap.
It's fact.
Yes!
Because that's originally what he was supposed to look like, Godzilla is the Americanized version of his name. What, we can't pronounce Gojira?
No.
Okay. All of these are real movies.
Except one.
All right, fact or bullcrap? All of these are real movies.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mothra versus Godzilla, Godzilla versus the Sea Monster, Godzilla versus the Smog Monster, and Son of Godzilla. All of those are real movies. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, I saw Godzilla versus the Smog Monster. It was a classic.
A classic in the loosest sense.
I don't know about the other ones, but I'm going to say that this is fact. They are all real movies.
This is bullcrap.
It's fact.
Yes!
In all, there have been 28 Godzilla movies made in Japan, and the newest one makes 4 here in the United States. What is the score as we go into the last one?
It's 7-5. I've given up an early lead, and Tom's going to win this week.
So it's not close at all. Last one. The original Godzilla was actually a wax figurine that stood less than a foot tall. Fact or bullcrap?
They didn't have good CGI effects back in the 50s.
Yeah, fact.
Yeah, I'll say fact, too.
Nope, it was bullcrap. He was played by a guy in a suit.
Oh.
The suit weighed 200 pounds and stood 6.5 feet tall.
No wonder why Godzilla's angry. Tom wins 7-5.
WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News.
Tonight on MTV, at 8, it's 16 and pregnant.
I'm in, like, high school, and I'll be pumping out a baby soon.
Then at 9, it's pregnant at 16.
I hope I won't have to change diapers. They're totally gross.
At 10, don't miss My 16-Year-Old Pregnancy.
Anyone know where I can buy a Gucci stroller?
It all starts tonight, following my super spoiled sweet 16-year-old who's pregnant.
Daddy, you promised me an Ice Capades-themed baby shower.
Only on MTV. Maternity Television.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.